This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
In Tanzania, is also from our community. Not by default. You are here because you know there's a very important Muslim Ummah. And we have a country that respects all religions. In our constitution, the Kenyan constitution, the Muslims have a special place. They have a special chapter. It doesn't happen in any other country in our region, where the Muslims seemingly are about 30%. In our constitution, we have a place for the Qadi's court, where when it comes to marriage and divorce and inheritance, we are not subjected to the commercial law. Allahu Akbar. Alhamdulillah. We are in a country where our brothers, Muslim, Christian brothers, and people of other faith have a very high tolerance level for each other. The tolerance level between the Christians and the Muslims and people of other faith in our country is amazing. And when I say that, I'm talking on behalf of the leaders. I was a majority leader for 8 months in a house of 349 members of parliament, where the Muslims were barely 55, where the Muslim population is a true Muslim. That's why we see every year we get Muslim, every month we get top Muslim scholars. Until people like Sheikh Saeed Raga now says, no, this is the best place I will live here. Sheikh Saeed Raga and many people. You have seen Sheikh Abdulrasheed Ali Sufi. I was with him in Mandera. He was in Mandera for 5 days during the Qiraat al-Quran for the three counties of Garissa, Wajir, Mandera. What do we need from our people, the Muslim Ummah, for us to get these blessings of our sheikhs, both locally and internationally? We must keep peace. Peace is very, very critical. If there is no peace, nobody will go to the masjid. If there is no peace, you will not take your children to madrasa. If there is no peace, you will not wear your hijab. Your children will not go to school. You will not open our businesses. So I really want to urge the Muslim Ummah and the Kenyans in general that as we go, inshallah, to the new year, as we go along in this country, let us be part and parcel of the security, maintaining law and order. Secondly, and for our sheikhs to hear, so that they pick that topic. Of late in our country, and more so even among the Muslim community, and even in this neighborhood, we got a lot of femicide cases where our women and our sisters are killed. I want to ask the people sitting here, particularly the mothers and the fathers, our fathers and our mothers, please, Islam obligates you. In the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, may peace be upon him, in our Holy Quran, that parental guidance of your child is very important. Take care of our children. Bring them up according to Islam. Bring them up according to good morals. Know where your daughter is. Know where your son is before you retire to bed. Government deals with criminals. Criminals have parents. There's no criminal who doesn't have a father or a mother. The police can deal with criminals, but the police cannot help us bring up good morals of our children. I really want to ask parents sitting here, our sisters, our mothers, our youth, spend more time in the masjid. Spend more time with your parents. Spend more time reading the Quran. Spend more time keeping peace and maintaining law and order. That is the only way how a country and a society can grow. We want to become a model of the other communities in our country. When we have very good behavior, when we behave according to Islam, when we are at home, the people who work for us, they must see that the good side of Islam. The people who we interact when we go to work, they must see the good side of Islam. Don't shy away. Don't be apologetic about the hijab. I want to speak to my sisters and mothers sitting here. Don't be apologetic. You look very good when you are in the hijab than when you are not in the hijab. Don't ever be apologetic that you are a Muslim. You must be proud of being a Muslim. I sit in the cabinet as a minister of Kenya. But above all, I am a Muslim. When the time comes for prayers and the cabinet has taken long, I walk out and the president knows why I have walked out. I go and do my prayers. And I come back. If there is a meeting and it collides, and you have seen in our country and in Tanzania, when the Adhan, during the Adhan time, presidents who are Christians, they stop their speech until the Adhan is complete. Why? Because we have taught them. We have told them, this is how we do in Islam. Mr. President, President Uhuru Kenyatta did it. President Ruto did it. When he went to Tanzania, I'm sure Abdurrahman will say, Tanzanian Muslims were shocked during the burial of President Magufuli. President Uhuru stopped his speech and says, let the Adam, the masjid which was next to the stadium in the Dodoma,